Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, I bet you have not heard much about this. It's called Her Place. Now, what the heck is Her Place? Well, it's a new women's shelter that's coming online, and we're going to tell you about that today with our guests, Sue Fullerton and Regina Phillips, who are around the table wondering exactly what is going to be coming next, because they're not quite sure. I'm getting that eye. So we always start off the program by getting our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves. So, Regina, I'm going to let you go first.
All right. Hi there. I'm Regina Phillips, and I'm a native of Rock Hill. I retired from Duke Energy about 6 years ago and started working at St. Mary Outreach. Sue Fullerton and I have been friends for several years, but she had recruited me to work with her in the outreach program. During that time, I told her that I had a strong interest in us getting a women's shelter. And she felt the same way. So after that, history, it became, it happened. It was reality.
All right.
And so we started working with other women to get this shelter on go.
Okay.
I am married and have 2 grown children and 4 grandchildren.
Good for you.
Yes.
What age is the grandchildren?
From 12 to 22.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, Sue, you're on deck here.
So my name is Sue Fullerton. I'm originally from California. We immigrated to Rock Hill 12 years ago.
Aren't you lucky and fortunate you did that?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are married 55 years. We have 5 children and 11 grandchildren. One of our sons lives in Charlotte, so that was the reason for coming here, because our kids are all over.
So the high taxes and the cost of living and the, you know, the upside-down world of California didn't bring you here? Your son did?
A little bit of both, because in retirement there was no way we could afford to stay in California.
Oh, God. You know, I had a guest on here yesterday. Actually, I've had 2 guests from California in the last week, and I asked them all the same question I'm going to ask you, because I love for people to hear this from somebody else but me. If you take a $250,000 house in York County or in Rock Hill, that house in California is going to cost you, what would you guess?
Probably $1 million.
Oh, well, you're a little low. The others said about $2.5 to $3 million.
It depends on where it is.
Yeah, I got you. So you all have gotten together. Is this through St. Mary's Church that you all got to know each other?
Well, when my husband Pete and I came to Rock Hill, we went to St. Mary's for the second Sunday we were living here, and we met this wonderful woman in the lobby of St. Mary's who gave us a huge hug, and that was Regina. And so we've been at St. Mary's ever since.
There you go. Good for you.
It was the most welcoming place we could find in terms of practicing our faith.
All right.
So we love St. Mary's. We really believe that St. Mary's does what the church is called to do, because St. Mary's reaches out. We have the outreach office, we have the outreach office there that serves the community. We have the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen. There's a lot of wonderful things that go on at St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. Isn't that what the good Lord taught us all
Absolutely.
To do? Get up off your backside and help somebody else out?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care about all these great big buildings. Let's just do what needs to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the concept behind Her Place, did it come out of St. Mary's, or were there you just run into a bunch of people who are all singing the same song and we got to do something?
So Regina and I, as she mentioned, started talking to each other. In our experiences in the outreach office, we were buying tents for women who wanted to have a place, a safe place to sleep in the woods. We were helping women who had been sleeping on park benches, sleeping in their cars, and we saw lots and lots of them. So, and there was no place for a single woman to go. Every place had waiting lists. So if you went to Pilgrim's Inn, you could be on that waiting list for a month or 6 weeks. And so we realized we needed some place for women to go. Now, in the process, you know, things have changed since we first started meeting. But Regina and I started dreaming, and I think you can take it from there.
Yeah.
Okay, dreamer.
Yeah. We felt that Rockhill had a lot of different shelters for women with children. They had shelters for men, but nothing for just a single woman who needed a place to stay. And a lot of times, as Sue said, you know, we saw people come from... I also volunteer at Moss Justice Center. So when I was teaching classes there, I found myself talking to people who had nowhere to go. My first question would be, what are you going to do when you leave? I said, I don't know. In a lot of cases, you know, we have people who burn bridges, and you know they don't have a place. So we wanted to be able to accommodate people who want to get a second chance at life, who want to do something with their life. And we knew that we couldn't help the children, so we wanted to, you can't help yourself, you can't help someone else until you can help yourself. And we felt it necessary. So when we purchased that home, we saw so much in it. We loved that place because of how it's laid out. The campus for our office and eventually the cottage that's in the back.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a second.
Okay. Okay.
So you had these conversations on and off, I guess, for
several months.
Several months.
And then one of the women who works in the soup kitchen, Bev Carroll, overheard us. And she said, I've always wanted to do that. She said, let me get Toddy involved. So we met. And that was the first group. It was Toddy and Bev. And then we got Sandra from Moss
Justice. And then we got Phyllis.
Because she'd done some fundraising around town. And we just started dreaming, what would this shelter look like?
Yes.
And we knew we wanted a 24-hour-a-day shelter, which is not the norm.
Right.
We want to be available to the women 24 hours a day. We want to have classes, we want to have workshops, we want to take women to the doctor or to Social Security or to get IDs or whatever they might need, help them get jobs, and help them get back on their feet, because many of the women that we see have been out of society for so long, they don't know how to function anymore. They don't know how to live a life that enables them to advance in their life. So we knew that we needed to give women a space, a safe place, a drug-free environment where they could begin to live, learn how to live, teach them how to cook, teach them how to bake, teach them how to grow a garden, grow our own food. There are lots of things we want to do. We want to help them live, learn how to live. And in the process of working with the city, I've been saying we want to be good neighbors where we've chosen to be, and we want to teach the ladies how to be good neighbors, because many of them have never had those experiences, or it's been so long ago that they don't know how to do those things.
These are all grandiose ideas. I mean, it's a bushel full of them, and they all have dollar signs attached to them.
Exactly.
So let's step back here. First thing you had to do was get a place to do all this. Is that right?
Yes, we did. So we had a friend who was a real estate agent. He was looking around for places for us to rent. We thought, we'll just rent a house and we'll open a shelter. We thought, oh, how simple. That was in November of 2019. Uh-huh. In March of 2020, he called and he said, I have this house. It's not a rental. It's to purchase, but I want you to look at it. He says, there's really nothing out there to rent. And I looked at the house. I called Regina. She came and looked at the house, and we just fell in love.
Yes.
It's one main house with two cottages on 0.78 acres. And at the time, it was listed at $295,000. And the agent said to me, I think they'll take less. So we offered $175,000. And then we went looking for loans because we didn't have the money. I had said to Regina, my husband and I have a small nonprofit called Truck of Love that we've operated for 45 years, and we had a little extra money. I said we could commit a little bit of money, but there's no way we could pay for this house. So we went to banks, could not get a loan. Nobody would want to loan to a nonprofit that had been in business for 45 years. One of the excuses I found was that we didn't have enough donors from Rock Hill. We had too many donors from California because we'd started this nonprofit in California. But our California donors came through.
Yes.
And to date, I told Regina today that to date they have donated $450,000.
Whoa.
We still need more because these houses are in terrible shape. But I think for $600,000, we're going to get out the door and have an amazing an amazing place.
Yes.
Jeez, so you bought the house?
We bought it.
All right.
Cash.
Cash. $450,000. Thank you, California.
We bought it cash for $175,000.
I'm sorry.
$175,000. We've collected $450,000.
All right. Yeah. But to renovate this
it's going to be at least $400,000.
At least $400,000 to renovate it?
And might be close to $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. We're talking one main house and one cottage for $400,000, and then probably the back cottage for another $100,000.
Okay, so you've already done some due diligence. You've had somebody go out there and tell you we need to do this and we need to do that.
Oh, yeah. We've got our contractor. We've started demolition. We've got some volunteer crews out there demolishing this weekend.
Okay.
We're taking out walls and ceilings and bathrooms and floors and you name it.
All right.
We're taking it out.
We were there last weekend doing that.
Regina was out there tearing up kitchen flooring last weekend.
All right, so you're going to do the demo. Are you going to start on some of this construction while you're hoping to get the rest of the money to do the whole thing?
Definitely. Yes. So once we get through the renovation parts, we have a contractor who's going to start the building it up, building it back to where we want it or the way. We have some designs, so we've looked at all of that. We've purchased the designs for the house, and there's a lot of modifications that are going to be made.
Okay.
But it's going to be really a very nice house in the inside, especially the kitchen. I'm in love with the kitchen.
we've got an architect. We have a contractor. Tony Ventura is our contractor. He's a local guy. We've been meeting with engineers, and we've been meeting with architects, and we've been meeting with landscape people, and it just you name it. We've got it. We're getting our ducks in a row, and we're about to apply for our building permits. We've received the demolition permit from the city, but we're about to apply for the building permit.
So did you have to go through any kind of rezoning?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. A whole nother story, huh?
Rezoning, exceptions, variances, you name it. We've done it.
All right, so the rezoning's done.
That's all approved.
Yep, we're done.
That's all approved.
Yep.
Not a whole lot of hassles with that you were able to?
No, that was pretty good. That was pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So when this is all done,
yes,
how many women will you be able to
accommodate?
Accommodate, yes.
15.
15?
15 women, yes.
Wow.
So
15 at a time. So we know some women won't stay very long.
Yeah.
We estimate we might see 40 women in a year. That's an estimate, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Some women will buy into the program and some won't.
Right.
So it's one thing to give them a place to sleep and do the laundry and take a shower, all that kind of stuff. But then you're talking about programming.
Yes.
Which means you're going to have some professional staff or something out there to work with these ladies, right?
So we're looking at volunteers. We're looking for volunteers. Who maybe they've had experience in those areas, but we know people in the community and we know people who want to help us out, and we're really looking for good volunteers.
Well, now when you talk about 24 hours.
Right. Well, we know we're going to have a house mother that's going to stay there at night or during the day. And then we know that we're going to have some professional help. But not as much as, the average. Because a lot of the people that we work with now have a lot of the skills from corporate America, from different... and then the people that are currently working also are willing, said that they'd be willing to come over and do different programs after hours.
So this is interesting because, if you take a look, just let's say a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, we really had nothing for women. I mean, zero.
Exactly.
Nada. We've had the men's shelter down at Bethel, and then all of a sudden, kaboom! I remember Courtney Denton coming to Pathways and talking about the possibility of somebody, giving us a house to use, and a whole another ministry was started, Life House Ministries, and now they've got a place where I think that they hold like 8 or 10 women in one. But they just gotten somebody else who's donated or given a house across the street. That one's being renovated.
Right.
And that's going to hold probably, let's say, another 10 women.
Yeah.
And now you've got your project underway. I mean, this is pretty good news.
There's excellent. A need out there.
For no
that.
Kidding.
There is a need. And I think it's all of a sudden it's people are noticing that how big of a need there is with the women, the single women that's out there. They're sleeping under bridges and sleeping in the woods and sleeping on somebody's front porch
right.
or even in their front room on the floor somewhere.
Yeah. Or as they do in California, they just come camp out in your front yard and you can't do anything about it.
Yes. So we've met with Courtney, and we're very excited for her project,
yes.
and she's excited for ours.
Partner
because
with
we,
us.
We really believe that we can work together to serve the women in this community.
Now, do you see what you're going to be doing at her place different than what they do at Lifehouse, or are they pretty much the same?
Lifehouse is for women and children,
right?
And they are an emergency shelter. They work with the ladies as much as they can, but we're looking at being more of a transitional kind of shelter where we might keep the ladies for a longer period of time and really get them back on their feet so that when they leave us, they move into their own places.
Right.
And they're self-sufficient.
So transitional kind of shelter. Or something.
That they'll have a job or they'll have disability or whatever it is. So they might stay a year or two with us.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is your timetable on this? I mean, you're already demoing this thing.
we were hoping we were going to be open right now, but we had a lot of delays, and then the pandemic hit. So we're looking at hopefully the first half of 2022.
First half of 2022.
Yeah. Right. That's the hope.
All right.
Yeah, by the time we go back and forth with the city and make sure we have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, it might...
Got to raise some more money, too.
We do need to raise more money.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes.
Do you have some kind of a fundraising program underway?
Our fundraising program currently is the biannual newsletter that my husband and I send out for Truck of Love. And us talking to people like you and anybody else that will have us, you know, any club or whoever will have us talk to them.
Right.
It's people to people. That's what we're doing, just people to people. We have received for her place. We have just received a grant from the Sisters of Humility of Mary for $50,000 for startup costs.
Wow!
So that is going to really help her place because they're two separate things. Truck of Love, the organization that my husband and I run, is going to. We've purchased the property. We're renovating the property. We're going to maintain the property, but her place is a separate nonprofit, and her place is going to run the shelter.
So the property is owned by
Truck of Love.
Truck of Love. Okay.
Right.
And, well, speaking of that, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, our hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, anybody who's anybody, even those who have not heard Straight Talk before, know that here at Substation 2, we make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. There's a magical way we do it that we all chant out together at the count of three. Are we ready, ladies? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41066.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2 with Sue Fullerton and Regina Phillips. They are very much involved, as are a bunch of other ladies in our community, with a brand new entity called Her Place. It's a women's shelter that is not far from us here, really kind of across from family, from the brand spanking new, plush but not overly ostentatious, Family Court.
Yes.
And that is a beautiful building. They have really done a nice job on that. So we've got a place. We've got a program. We've got to raise some money, need to raise some more money. And if everything works according to plan, sometime in 2022, first half hopefully, we'll be able to operate this thing. 15 women at any one time will be able to take care of this. All right. Now, you have, Sue, you've brought with you a book that you apparently have written called House of Yes, The Story of Truck of Love, which is your nonprofit that you operate with your husband. And I know somehow this thing is tied in with what's going on here with Her Place. So you have the microphone. Please explain.
Well, Truck of Love came into existence in the 60s, actually. We incorporated finally in 1985, and initially, it was taking truckloads of things to a Franciscan priest friend that we knew in Arizona who lived and worked with the Native American people. And they were very poor communities, and we would take these trucks of food and clothes and medicine to Father Elias in the Arizona desert. And then in around 1985 or so, my husband and I began to think, and he really felt like he was called to do more. He would work and take his vacations and go to Arizona with these trucks, but he felt like he needed to do more. So we talked about it as a family, and at that time he was working for a company called Lockheed in California. He gave up his full-time job and went into full-time ministry. At that point, I was working at a high school, St. Francis High School in Mountain View, and I became the supporter of our family. So,
well, there's a step of faith.
It was.
Good for you.
It was.
I mean, Lockheed, that was a very nice position he had, I'm sure.
So Lockheed told him.
Kind of like working for Duke, you know?
I know. So Lockheed told him they'd give him a year's leave of absence, that he would certainly be coming back. And we formed a board of directors, and he started going out onto the streets and just meeting people and, you know, shaking hands and seeing what people needed. Through that time, we met a man who was working in Mexico. He needed some help in Tijuana. We started doing group trips to Tijuana. We were taking these truckloads to Arizona to Father Elias. The sisters that were working with him said, gee, the kids need a kids camp in the summertime. They're home. We started a kids camp in Arizona that went for 33 years until the pandemic hit. And so we just kind of listened to wherever God was calling us and kind of said yes, and people donated to that because they knew we were working directly with people. And that's why I said our donors, our Truck of Love donors, have been with us since, you know, for 45 years, and they know that if we put our heart into something, it's going to happen. And so that's how we've come up with this $450,000 in donations.
So this book, House of Yes, is the story you just encapsulated in about 60 seconds.
And it's a whole lot more.
I bet it is. Whoa, boy.
A whole lot of people we've met over the years. It's a lot of stories about the people we've met. Because as we write our newsletter each year, we talk about the people we've met. And that seems to touch people. Mm-hmm. People who don't get a chance to get out and know somebody. And we know it's always about relationships.
Everybody's got a story.
Everybody has a story.
And as we've talked, on this program and off air as well, people who are in these conditions, whether they be men or women, they're not there because they want to be there.
Right.
They've got that little button that I say everybody has inside of them that got pushed because of some traumatic thing in their life, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, whatever.
Yes.
It just tilted them over the edge, and they haven't been able to get back up. And all they need, in most cases, not all, is just, you know, a hand up, right?
Amen.
Not a handout, but a hand up.
Exactly.
So what you're doing is great. And we are in an explosive growth mode here in York County. You know, we're pushing almost 300,000 people if we haven't hit that already. That's better than double what it was when I came here, right? So the percentage will remain the same of the people who are need in this situation, but just by the growth in population, that's more people. That's more men, that's more women that need these kinds of facilities. And I think it's right that, that, as you pointed out in the beginning of the program, this is what our faith tells us we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to rely upon government to do it for us.
Right.
I do think the government has a little bit of a role to help out, which is a constant challenge. We always work on it. But if we don't do it, and if you don't do it for the women, and if Bethel doesn't do it for the men, if you don't have a pathways down the street, you know, whoo. What kind of pickle are we going to be in?
That's right.
Well, and we know that with so many more people coming in, the homeless problem is just getting more and more serious.
It is.
Yeah.
There's more and more need. We're hearing horror stories, and we want to do something about it. I think, you know, because we've been doing Truck of Love for so many years, we know that it can be done. You know, we've done things in other places. We know it can be done here.
Yes.
And we've got an amazing team with the Her Place Board.
Yes.
Just amazing people.
Yeah. And you know, maybe you ought to get St. Mary's, good old St. Mary's, to be the catalyst to bring together other churches in this community and say, look, you know what? We're all supposed to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. And can't we get together somehow and pool our resources, human resources, financial resources,
right,
what have you, to try to help out these whatever designated nonprofits that are trying to deal with this issue. I would love to see you all do that.
Maybe that's number two on our list.
Right.
We're going to get Her Place off the
right.
You know, it's hard. We can't do everything. We can do a lot, but we can't do everything.
So what do you... I mean, you need a little bit of everything right now, right?
We do. We need money. We need help. We have a couple of work crews the next couple of weekends on Saturdays doing demolition at Her Place. So if somebody wants to help us with demolition, they can look at our website and find my phone number. Our website is truckoflove.org, and our phone number is there. And we'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants to help with demolition.
That's pretty easy stuff.
It is. People seem to like it. And then, obviously, we just need money to get the place built. Once we have the place built, then we're going to need lots of volunteers to take care of the needs of the ladies and to take care of the office needs.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
Okay. Well, hats off to both of you for doing this.
Thank
you. And to all the other ladies. You mentioned Toddie Wilkerson and Bev Carroll.
Bev Carroll.
I know Dee Dee Reinhart's involved with this. I don't know who else is on this list.
Sandra Darby.
Sandra Darby. We've got B.J. Barraclough on the board. We have the pharmacist from
Family Care Pharmacy.
Yeah,
Jenny Desch.
Dr.
Natasha Pye from...
Dr. Pye. Yeah, we got quite a few.
Good for you. You're all off and running.
Great.
Well, ladies, thank you. Good luck. Again, it's truckoflove.org. And you can find out more about how you can help. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor again, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, now we're going to show you how this is done. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. I'm sorry, 6 days a week, I keep forgetting. Charlie's working his people. All right. How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right. You got it, Regina. Ready to go. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.